Monday nights, up late. Broadcasting from stolen land. Satellite skies. Satellite skies. Satellite skies. Highlighting DIY and autonomous politics, music, and subculture with a different theme each week.
Hello and welcome to Writing Home. It's Monday, 15th of December, 11 p.m. on my clock, and you've tuned into Writing Home on Satellite Skies at 3CR 855 AM. This and every following segment will be recorded on Wurundjeri Wyvern country. We pay our respects to the original owners of this land, the Wurundjeri Wyvern people, as well as their elders past, present, and emerging. Writing Home is about writers who have more than one home, many homes, and are realizing so many more. Once a month at Writing Home, Imadvi will be sharing space with writers of color, discussing their unique but collective writing processes, navigating home, life, and love. The song before this was Birdie Island by Hovili.
You're listening to 3CR, an apartheid-free zone. 3CR's Committee of Management has passed a declaration formalising our commitment to a free Palestine. As an apartheid-free zone, we're committed to boycotting Israel's regime of oppression. We stand firmly against apartheid in Palestine and encourage other organisations to join us in this struggle. Visit our website to read the full declaration and learn more about our commitment to justice and liberation for Palestine and the Apartheid Free Zone movement.
In Gaza right now, families who have already lost almost everything are facing yet another layer of suffering. After months of genocide and relentless bombing, many people are living in tents and makeshift shelters. Fragile spaces that offer little protection, but that is all they have left. As winter rains and storms sweep through the area, floodwaters tore through these camps. Tents collapsed, bedding, clothes and food were soaked and ruined. In the south, 8-month-old Rahaf Abu Jazar died after her family's tent was flooded and she was exposed to the freezing cold. Her parents told journalists she was fine the night before, but in the morning, she was gone. And through all of this, the bombing has not stopped. Even as families struggle with cold, flooding, and hunger, they continue to live under the constant threat of airstrikes with no certainty of safety, day and night. This is what survival looks like under genocide. Enduring violence, displacement, and now deadly floods and freezing weather, scarcity of food and uncertainty. Today, at Writing Home, we will be raising funds for Fadi and his family, who reached out in solidarity. We hope that your support will offer them warmth, care, and hope, and will remind them that even in this darkness, they are not forgotten, and we are with them. Fadi writes from Gaza. I write this message as the rain beats against my tent, and due to its intensity, I can barely hear my mother's voice. The thunder strikes us from above, like a nuclear bomb, accompanied by the sound of heavy gunfire from Israeli tanks to the east, and the terrifying sounds of warships prowling in the sea to the west. I write this while shivering from the cold, barely able to hold my phone. A tent made of worn-out fabric that lets in the cold and rain. What protection does it offer us? This is all happening during the early hours of a very strong weather front lasting for 2 days. Here in Gaza, the sounds of nature, the rain, and thunder blend with those of humanity, the shivering bodies from the cold and the whizzing of deadly bullets. Here in Gaza, the beauty of the scent of rain converges with the pain of the scent of blood.
عين للهنا يا روح ما بدي منكي للكم خلعة ولا لا 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 بدي زنار بين لليامان يا مان عين للهنا يا روح إلا
الحلم اللي كان رح يفتح باب
as our voices start to rise, we're ending an apartheid.
I don't wanna write a banger, I wanna reflect the time. Stop business as usual, stop the genocide. It's land back from Philippines to Palestine. It's time to uprise till we're all free. Fuck individualism, this is collectivism. No more consumerism, tune into global rhythms. We make the revolution irresistible. Leaning on each other, holding them accountable. They turning humans into robot cops. Slaves to empires, brains whitewashed. They put whiteness in religious laws. Gave them rights to enslave, mass graves, land theft, prison jobs. Real loves and decolonization. Total liberation of our nation. Stop the killings and the occupation. Changing, using radical imagination. Together we're amazing.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
Yeah, we screaming free Palestine. Look, ayo, my mere existence is resilience. And my resistance, sheer brilliance. But when the people lacking pigment ask what is this, I tell them I'm the mother earth hating business. They see a risk in children that are indigenous. And to their loss across the land, they show indifference. So it don't come as no surprise to me when they letting the babies bleed for the oil and the greed. Funded by the land of the free, we march and we plead. Defund our vests, detract is the people's decree. So we taking it to the streets from the river to sea. You can block TikTok, but we still gon' speak. Press roll out on pause, this a priority. For all my people from Sudan, Congo to Haiti, Ethiopia, Myanmar, Tibet, and all my students too. South Africa making moves like how the Houthis
do. I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Business.
Land back, he said it. Freedom, yes, we'll get it. Revolutionary method, genocide. Don't let it pass you by. Children continue to die. Yeah, ask me why. People in land colonized live in a prison state. Daily they discriminate. Rather kill than integrate. Watching us disintegrate. But you cannot imitate our style in your face. Revolution illustrate. Truth will disseminate. Land back from Peru to Palestine. Killing people for some oil, land, and some gasoline. I'm talking revolution. This is not an average dream when you fight against a system built on white supremacy. I don't want to write a song, I want to reflect the times. Flood the industry with revolutionary minds. Colonize the forces, stop the business enterprise. 35,000 killed, Palestinian genocide.
I don't
want to
write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't want to write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Stop business.
Song was Stop Business As Usual by Kim Mortal, and the song before that was Yada Leen by Dana Saleh. Today at Writing Home, we are supporting a fundraiser for a young man named Fadi and his family in Gaza, who are struggling to rebuild their lives in the face of ongoing bombing, loss, and displacement. They've lost their home and almost everything they once knew. Shelter, belongings, even the simple security of a normal day. And now they're trying to piece their lives back together with the help from people all around the world. Right now, families like Fadi's are not only living under relentless bombing, but they're also facing winter storms that flood tents and leave place cold, wet and exposed. Many families have nothing but what they can carry. And the most vulnerable among them, children, suffer the most. In recent days, an 8-month-old girl named Rahaf died from exposure to the freezing cold when her family's tent was flooded. Fadi this morning texted me and said, "No ceasefire. Just tell the world that there is no ceasefire. And next, he sent me a voice note, which I'll play for you.
He wanted to be a doctor, but he don't have those options. It's calculated. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't aggravated. I ain't smiling cause I ain't happy. Know how many times I pray for peace and peace ain't happy. Still get on my rug and pray for peace. Still gotta take actions. People held responsible for their actions. Until then we gotta stay active. We need change, that change needs to be data driven. Accurate, comprehensive, and since we the victims, we deserve a voice in day to day decisions. And we can dig these generations out these grave conditions.
That was Territory by The Blaze. And before that, you were listening to The Pen and the Sword by MC Abdul.
Public transport's great.
What's not great is that unless you've got a radio with you, you can't listen to 3CR when you're on it.
Until now. The Community Radio Plus app lets you listen to us wherever you are.
Get on board and search Community Radio Plus wherever you get your apps.
Welcome back on Echoes from Gaza on Writing Home. Today we are raising funds for Fadi and his family, who are still in Gaza and are still experiencing the harshness of the living conditions, which have not improved, in which their daily challenges, especially after the flooding of the tents and scarcity when it comes to food. It is really tough to survive. It is cold. When Fadi writes, his hands shake. He doesn't sleep for hours, sometimes days even. So today we are trying to raise funds for Fadi and his family. To find out the details to contribute to Fadi's GoFundMe, we would urge you to go to Satellite Skies on Instagram. Satellite_skies. Fadi's GoFundMe is a link in our bio. To contact Fadi, you can write him emails. His email is fbasem248@gmail.com. Next, I'll be playing a recording of Fadi's story in his own voice. Before that, I'll read what Fadi has written about himself. My name is Fadi and I am from Gaza. I am a teacher who possesses a powerful weapon to defend my people and our freedom. My weapon does not kill or injure. It does not leave behind orphans. My gun is my pen. As a writer, I strive to convey the real suffering that we, the people of Gaza, have endured. I hope you visit my website to learn more about me and the stories I have written. A Roof of Sky, A Floor of Sand by Fadi Bassem.
It was a dream, a horrible one. Stories, both sad and happy, had been here. The dreams had been on its way to come true. When anyone wants to talk about any house, a question of how, not of what or to whom, should be raised. Every brick was built with the sweat of our brows. We, family, knew the time and money which were spent to be built or to build our house. As it was, I remember these days when my father was working a 12-hour shift, saving enough money so that we could make it better. I can't talk about my house without mentioning my room, which I miss too much. My room is where my mother used to sweep the floor, beat the cobwebs, fluttering from the corners of the ceiling, and then open the windows to ventilate the room. I can't describe my room without mentioning my best friend. I mean my bed, where I used to sip my tea, eat my favorite dishes, chat on Facebook, prepare my plans for tomorrow's lessons, and above all, headbooks and novels. I want to go back to my daily routine, where I was powdering my nose, doing my prayers, making my breakfast, checking my bag right at school, feeding the chickens, and then collect the eggs. 2 weeks ago, I jumped at the chance to check on our home. It was a life or death chance. When I reached the area, it took me minutes to recognize my house. I kept my hands around my mouth, closed my eyes, and then turned my face to the wall. The wall? Which wall? There was no single wall in that area. Is that where I spent my childhood? Where my family used to live? Where I used to play with my friends? Especially Ahmed. Ahmed? Oh, Ahmed. Where is Ahmed? He's dead. I tried to look for anything that could save or save memories of more than 15 years. My books, stories, laptops, and above all novels that no one but me know how much money and effort I paid to get them. But everything I had gone, or everything had gone in the blink of an eye. 4 days later, I come up with Tamer, Ahmed's youngest son, in the street. "Hi, how are you today?" I asked, expecting the painful answer. "How could one be after days of seeing his father dead?" he replied, his eyes dripping with sorrow. Tamer was carrying some sweets. "Tamer," I said, smiling, "you like eating sweets, and this is why you bought pieces of sweets. These sweets are to be sold in order to scratch a living," replied Tamer, rising one piece to me. That moment was the first time I had met a child who wanted to sell his dreams sweets. This was hurting me to see children selling things instead of acquiring knowledge in schools. Sum up, we have lost what we had been building for years. This war forced us to start over. Education, agriculture, and infrastructure had been totally devastated. The human beings themselves have been both psychologically and physically disturbed.
सुबह जब मैं उठा ना हूँ फिनकिन कंधों पे सपनों का बोझा बन गया गिलेटिन ना करना कुछ साबित नहीं मुझ पे कुछ नहीं अब बताने को मैं वो जो कहता देख लेंगे पर कुछ देखा जाता नहीं मैं सोचूं क्या मैं गलत ले गया रास्ता है पीछे उड़ने को देरी हो गई बहुत ज्यादा देखते ही देखते बुझ गई मेरी लौ ये अंधेरा निकल गया मुझे मिट्टी इसकी भूख ना मैं ठीक गाऊं हर घंटे कागज पे सूखी घास क्यों मैं पीसता हूं है मुस्कुराहट बस चेहरे पे अंदर चीख रहा हूं हालात को कोसू या खुद की तकदीर अब लिख जाऊं तो लिख मैं लिख रहा हूं
Dick of the birthday, but I ain't a weak bitch. Come in a besta, it's time for business. Baby, a hard bot, I go ballistic. Chow sa pronto, chow sa pisties. Rose sa topico, jara me bossy. Kesa me joke chow, bunny read ya cheeky. Basta gaya mera, it's time for business. Chow sa pronto. Chau sa pisties, witness Aaj khol tere saamne ban rahi history Jo pooch kaan se main bata do share authenticity Tere mehfil ke liye jagah nahi Pehchan bana raha main busy Rozmarra mein kyun maru roz Sikho rhymes jis pe likhenge thesis Fun up tera bas bahut hai hating ki personality Pe networking ke naam pe chaatte gaane ki human centipede Oh macho, no way Kisi ka chahi chappa nahi Zameer hai saaf aur kala kalyan ka baaki chhod ke sab kuch us pe
Aazmaate zindagi hai roz par main rokna to janta hi nahi ना ही जानता देना किसी को दोष जब सलामत मेरे हाथ पैर और भाई आजमाती जिंदगी है बहुत पर मैं रोकना तो जानता ही नहीं चाटे धूल ये जबान पहले फिर चकती जीत खुद से कहता मैं यही दिक्कतें बढ़ गई लड़ाई ना हुई बीच काम है ना बस्ता काइंड स्टैंड फॉर बिजनेस दीदी आई हैड गॉट आई गिव अ लीज टेक चाउ सा प्रॉन्टो चाउ सा पीस दीस रोज से ताप पे क्यों क्या रहा मैं बहुत डीप कैसे मैं जुट जाऊं बली भी ये चूती बस्ता गाय मेरा काइंड स्टैंड फॉर बिजनेस चाउ सा प्रॉन्टो चाउ सा पीस दीस
Cash money on my Miami job. Yeah, I'm so key, I'm on the day. Bakali push your good boy.
Pop up past my team, my jet on.
Sometimes me I pray to the Lord.
And I will be done in my life with the job.
Many, many things I know the top.
Money fits me, I don't wanna be poor.
Miami, she know me.
When they go by, who did they
do? They cry for my body like Scooty.
I'm my jazz on paper, me question me.
Send him my mom, cause I'm Saburi.
I can't do to me, she won't walk for me.
If you know be Messiah, but only you should make me have $1 million sire. Milkara, Milkana, and got to give me to you every way, you maya. You know be money, ya pumaka. Ofe ke mi mara, ema ubara ubansa. You kasi ikonche for mole. Papa ti pa mi kumwe yogo sebo yobe. She lo buga tene nisi on to roke. Once beat it twice, shot. Olo kolo lote. Say, if you choose that drug, I go take the overdose. Kowe ya japurata, timaro bulon. Pampe, agent, loan de my zone. Na kwenye talata, I want to see for my phone.
Atura, agba. Oh, yeah, awa.
Fuck we like me, padra be like this. Walu Tony, we ulu walun balishu. I'm a baby, ulu walun show. I be barry, wanna kill a break up. When it be eh eh, do your time, you move for that this and left. I'm with you, wanna move lost and left. Don't want no cry, can no die shenge. If you lie me, you love me the same pill. You know what I'm saying with my jumping. Can I take my big girl? Correct me, my father, don't let me feel. They say no snow, you buy a boo. But God, you could see what I'm seeing, you breaking car, you do. Who want it, get it to do. Get it to do, be the type for a day, my boo.
I do that, I go. Oh, yeah, I go.
That was Bust Down by Zlatan in the Sake. The song before that was Boja Binnis by Sarpanch and Praniparti. You are listening to Echoes from Gaza on Writing Home. Today we tried to raise funds for Fadi Bassem, a teacher, a writer, and an artist, whose deep appreciation for the world extends to his passion as a lover of nature, gardening, books, and language. He translates this love into art through his photography, which highlights the small and beautiful details of the life around him. Similarly, his written work comprising stories and vignettes is known for being vibrant, compelling, evocative, and poignant. We also seek to share his creative work here, to amplify his voice as a writer, a teacher, and a survivor, and to help his words, images, and creative efforts find a broader audience, while also strengthening and expanding his community of supporters. Fadi shared some of his writings with me, and the next thing, after reading just snippets of it, I wrote back to him and said, "That's Fadi, you just need to write and write and write." And Fadi replied, "It consumes time. There are lots of other things to do here. Sometimes we stand in the line, waiting for food. There's lots of waiting. I don't have time to write." Then another day, Fadi sends me a message. He calls his last thoughts, "Tell the world that we, the people of Gaza, are human. Tell them that we are so simple that we drink tea from a can of beans instead of a cup. Tell them that we sleep on the sand and our blanket is the sky. Tell them that we haven't eaten meat in months. Tell them that I haven't slept for 2 nights, feeling guilty for accidentally stepping on an ant and killing it. Tell them that our children are not coloring books to be colored with blood. Tell them that there used to be children in Gaza with a little bit of childhood, but now there are no children and no childhood. Tell them that we love life and that we feel."
ورصاص من حوله وجنود وقف الطفل والحجارة أكوام وعيناه عزمة وصمود وعيناه عزمة وصمود
found in a mountain of parts. Netanyahu told you just another child of the dark. Clear it's gonna take much more than thousands to march. More than a speech, more than a poem, more than a track of music. Gonna take more than a sit down with Bassem Youssef. Even bringing back ambassadors isn't Atlas useless. Long as you pump oil for Apaches and the tanks they're using. Freedom just beyond reach for people you cannot see. He's wheezing and cannot breathe and screaming through the concrete. Looking for his 4 children. Leave structures that I wouldn't want to call buildings. My fingers pointed at this government. You all killed them. Tell me that you wouldn't take up arms if those were your children. Let me make the factor clear. The bombs were manufactured here, and they want the land as theirs because of natural gas in there. Feel death in the atmosphere while we hapless stand and stare. And a little boy begs for his brother's strand of hair. Truth is, I don't know how anyone can live after digging for their dead kids buried under bricks. Israel is a terror state, terrorists that terrorize. I testify, my television televise, I'm telling lies. This is not a war, it is systematic genocide. But whatever they try, Palestine will never die.
Palestine.
They're not prepared to face the pain, so they're scared to say your name.
Palestine.
They're not prepared to face the pain, so they're scared to say your name.
Palestine.
They're not prepared to face the pain, so they're scared to say your name.
Palestine.
They're not prepared to face the pain, so they're scared to say your name. paramedics. It's hurting, the panic spreading. Hospitals where the doctors do C-sections, no anesthetics. The pressure is manifesting, humanity stands connected. Masses seem apathetic and actually just accept it. When our grandchildren ask us, what did we do to stop it? I'm determined to say, I did more than make music on it. That's why we shut down arms factories. You can try stopping us. Palestine actions, the opposite of white phosphorus. We tell them on the television, but they never listen. Tell Piers Morgan that resistance isn't terrorism. They want them fled or missing, dead or prison, endless killing. I seen a father hold his baby up, the head was missing. Imagine demolition of home where your parents live in. Kings won't say a thing, but at least we know that Yemen's with them. Ethnic cleansing, it ain't hard to see the stages, but Gaza is a graveyard of the invaders. Ears close to the savagery, clear though when there's clarity. The journalists and doctors are heroes of humanity. The sordid and as gory as this story is for now, and they depopulating Gaza for Ben-Gurion's canal. Israel is a terror state, terrorists that terrorize. I testify my television, televise, I'm telling lies. This is not a war, it is systematic genocide. But whatever they try, Palestine will never die.
ترد على صدري نبع وتل إلهي أعدني إلى وطني عندني
That was Asil Daya, a Melbourne-based Palestinian singer and artist. Before that, I played Palestine Will Never Die by Loki and May Khalil. You are listening to Echoes from Gaza on Writing Home. This is an episode about Fadi Basim from Gaza, who writes, "My name is Fadi and I am from Gaza. I am a teacher who possesses a powerful weapon to defend my people and our freedom. My weapon does not kill or injure. It does not leave behind orphans. My gun is my pen. As a writer, I strive to convey the real suffering that we, the people of Gaza, have endured. We at Writing Home would urge you to support Fadi and his family, to rebuild their life and also survive the flood, to be able to eat meat, to be able to be safe. There is a lot that Fadi can't revive. Fadi is resilient, patient, and strongly says that this isn't a ceasefire. He is angry, sad, sleepless, and his heart is full of love for his students, for the world, for us. If you can, please support Fadi. You can also pay ID funds on +61 434 242 169, and you can put in the description FADI, Fadi. Or you can go satellite_skies and find a link to contribute to his GoFundMe in our bio. Before I leave, I will again share Fadi's last thoughts, words that he calls his last thoughts. "Tell the world that we, the people of Gaza, are human. Tell them that we are so simple that we drink tea from a can of beans instead of a cup. Tell them that we sleep on the sand and our blanket is the sky. Tell them that we haven't eaten meat in months. Tell them that I haven't slept for 2 nights, feeling guilty for accidentally stepping on an ant and killing it. Tell them that our children are not coloring books to be colored with blood. Tell them that there used to be children in Gaza with a little bit of childhood. But now, there are no children and no childhood. Tell them that we love life and that we feel."
لنا الله في كل حزن وهم، غزة إن بدمع ودم. لنا الله حجم الآلم، لنا الله عند أنين الجدار وفقد الشهيد بساح الكفاح. لنا الله عند أنين وفقد الشهيد بساح الكفاح. لنا الله في كل وقت وحيد، فمن عتم الليل يأتي الصباح. لنا الله في كل وقت وحيد، فمن عتم الليل يأتي الصباح.
سلام لطفل يتيم بكى لمعتقل صامد ما اشتكى سلام لطفل يتيم بكى لمعتقل صامد ما اشتكى لجد رأى نكبة ثانية رموس الثبات بعزم حكى لجد رأى نكبة ثانية رموس الثبات بعزم حكى لنا الله وجوع وقهر الخيام شهدنا صنوف العذاب السؤام نزوح وجوع وقهر الخيام شهدنا صنوف العذاب السؤام كتبنا بصبر حروف التاريخ وبهت السجفن لشعب كتبنا بصبر حروف التاريخ وبهتز جفن لشعب الكرام لنا الله ذكرى عزيز مضى للخلود تناديه أم عسى أن يعود لذكرى عزيز مضى للخلود تناديه أم عسى أن يعود سلام لغزة سلام سلام لشعب
That was Salam Le Gaza by Mohammed Asif. I'll be leaving you with the last song for tonight, Olive Branch by Eliana. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.
خلصت بكي